President Trump is headed to Pittsburgh today, where funeral services are being held for a number of the victims of the shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue. There were 11 in total. Joyce Feinberg, age 75, Richard Gottfried was 65 years old, Rose Malinger, 97, Jerry Rabinowitz, 66, Cecil Rosenthal was 59 years old, David Rosenthal, 54, Bernice Simon was 84, Sylvan Simon was 86, Daniel Stein, age 71, Melvin Wax, 88, and Irving Younger was 69. They all spent time in the Squirrel Hill neighborhood of Pittsburgh, which has been in the news because of this tragedy. Its leafy streets and historic houses, much of the population is Jewish. But it's also Mr. Rogers' actual neighborhood. It's where Fred Rogers lived when he was making his show, a show we wish we had to help us through a week like this. Roberta Schomburg is executive director with the Fred Rogers Center. She's with us from La Trobe, Pennsylvania, just outside Pittsburgh. That's where Rogers was born. He moved to Squirrel Hill when he got married. Roberta, thank you for joining us. And you knew Fred Rogers. What can you tell us, first of all, about his time in Squirrel Hill?
Well, this is a really sad day in the neighborhood. I know that Fred enjoyed the community, the diversity in the community of Squirrel Hill, and he loved walking down the streets and noticing the trees and the various temples and synagogues and churches that all made him feel at home. The bakeries, the delicatessens, and he often commented that he could hear Yiddish and Hebrew and a dozen other languages spoken as mm-hmm. he walked down the street of that community.
He actually learned Hebrew, didn't he?
He did, yes.
Wow. Do you think that part of the Mr. Rogers neighborhood that we saw on television was based on Squirrel Hill?
The Mr. Rogers neighborhood, I think, certainly had some of the philosophy of the Squirrel Hill neighborhood. You know, I think that it was a fantasy neighborhood, the neighborhood of make-believe. Mm-hmm. But I think what came through was the way people cared for one another, which certainly, I think, was reflected to him through the Squirrel Hill community and probably also the La Trobe community where he grew up.
During the time he made his show, there were not mass shootings in the news the way there are today, but there was certainly violence. We're reminded of 1968 after Robert F. Kennedy's assassination. That word assassination came up in a special that Mr. Rogers did, and the puppet Daniel Tiger had this question for Lady Aberlin.
What does assassination mean? Have you heard that word a lot today?
Yes. And I didn't know what it meant.
Well, it means somebody getting killed in a sort of surprise way.
That's what happened, you know. That man killed that other man.
I know, and a lot of people are talking about it right now.
Too many people are talking about it.
A lot of people are sad and scared about it, you know.
I'd rather talk about it some other day.
Whenever you like.
That sound, courtesy of the Fred Rogers Company. Lady Aberlin goes on to change the subject to a picnic, but Daniel Tiger says he doesn't feel like a picnic. She says, that's okay. What do you think Fred Rogers taught kids about how to handle difficult emotions like the ones that I'm sure many are experiencing right now after what we just saw in Pittsburgh?
Well, I think one of the things that he taught us all is that it's all right to have these feelings, to feel sad and to feel angry and to be afraid. And there's nothing wrong with those feelings, but that it does help if we can talk to someone. So for children, the message was that grown-ups are there to listen. And I think the message to grown-ups were, listening to the children is very important, and letting them tell us what they understand about it and helping them to learn to make sense of what they see. And one of the things that Fred often said was that his mother always told him in times of crisis to look for the helpers. Mm-hmm. And I think certainly in the Pittsburgh area, what we saw were all the helpers, the emergency response team, the police officers, the firefighters, the ambulances, the doctors, the nurses, right. Everyone has surrounded this community with caring. And that's one of the things I think we can help children recognize and identify with, so that they identify with the helpers and not those who cause destruction.
I've seen that line a lot on Twitter in the last couple of days. Look for the helpers.
Yes.
As part of that same special that aired in 1968, Fred Rogers actually addressed parents directly about violence. Let's listen.
I've been terribly concerned about the graphic display of violence which the mass media has been showing recently. And I plead for your protection and support of your young children. There is just so much that a very young child can take without it being overwhelming.
What do you think Fred Rogers would be telling parents right now to do with their kids?
Well, I think one of the things that probably is helpful is for all of us to find time and space to be together away from media where we can talk and share our comforting of each other. So I think that's an important thing. But I also think one of the messages that Fred Rogers gave was that we have to figure out how to make goodness attractive. And I think that dwelling on the violence, of course, undermines that message. So looking for the helpers helps us see the good that is still around us. Fred Rogers said that we have one life to live on this earth, and we can spend that time encouraging people to demean this life and be hateful, or we can spend that time creating encouragement and spaces where children and others can use this life in very meaningful and creative ways.
Roberta Schomburg, what do you think Fred Rogers, and you knew Fred Rogers before he died in 2003, what do you think that he would think of what happened in his neighborhood over the weekend?
Well, I think he would be horrified by what happened, and he would be concerned about the children. He would be concerned that they may be afraid and they may be angry and they may see these reactions in the adults. And so it's important for us to help children learn that the feelings are normal and manageable, but find ways to talk about it and find ways to express anger and find ways to express sadness in ways that are not harmful to other people. I think that the comforting of neighborhoods, I think he would also say we need to turn to our neighbors, and neighbor in the greatest sense of the world. Everyone who lives on this planet is a neighbor, and reach out and provide support to our neighbors, to people of all backgrounds, of all faiths, of all races, so that we can live together on this earth in very productive ways.
What's this been like for you, living right there outside of Pittsburgh?
Well, it's been very hard. I've been meeting and talking with some of the teachers in early childhood programs. My own background is child development and early childhood. And so I've been talking with some of the teachers and the directors of programs, some of the Jewish preschool mm-hmm. programs about what we can do. We're actually going to be having a conference next week to talk about ways to support children for families and early childhood providers in the Pittsburgh area.
That is Roberta Schomburg, who is executive director at the Fred Rogers Center outside Pittsburgh. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay. Thank you.